No. Anyway, guys, so this show, we have eight storytellers tonight. The Nerdalogs, so that's me, booked half of the show, and the U.S. Pizza Museum booked the other half. We're going to get to the first U.S. pizza speaker right now. This is Mike Migdahl.
Hey, how's everybody doing? So initially, I wrote a piece for this character that I was going to play called Pizza Minnelli, like Liza Minnelli. And I was going to tape a pizza to my face and cut out holes for the eyes and the mouth. And I was going to sing songs as Pizza Minnelli to all of you. And I was like, man, this is a lot of work. And this is for a podcast. And they're not even going to see the hot pizza that I've taped to my face. So instead, I just wrote a poem about some stuff that is real. I'm going to read that poem for you now. It's called, I Live Next to Little Caesars for 4 years. For 4 years, adjacent to my apartment you stood, purveyors of cheap, hot, and ready pizza food. Ever present, the undying stare of your pizza king, a strong gust of wind to my nose would bring, the scent of a hot and ready pizza baking. With $5 plus tax, it would be mine for the taking. For only a pittance more, one of your Caesar dips could be applied to a slice moments before meeting my lips. Whenever I want it, within the hours of your store's operation, I could fit in some pizza before the night's scheduled masturbation. And video games, and Twitter browsing, my prize for choosing the Little Caesars near my housing. I've been depressed. Believe me when I say that the depression is not lessened by Little Caesar's pizza blessing. Hot and ready, hot and ready, hot and ready, hot and ready. In my stomach, you're just coming in to a poem. In my stomach, a slice of the stuff makes my gastric acid churn and eddy. I should have made some ramen or spaghetti. For 4 years, I've lived in the shadow of this pizza pit, using acne face wash to fend off the occasional grease-borne pizza zit. At the end of the month, I move out. This is true. My lease dies. Away from Little Caesar's basic-ass pizza pies. Believe me, I come to bury Little Caesar's, not to praise them. The evil pizza shits that a hot and ready cause live on in the annals of my annals, while the good times are often forgotten. Like the pizza in the dumpster behind the store that I live near, slowly becoming rotten. But when I got dumped, Little Caesars was there, and it cared. And their pizza I ordered lessened the lumps. And when I got fired, Little Caesars was hot and ready and didn't care that I didn't have steady employment. To think back on it, Little Caesars actually did bring me enjoyment. The time I went in and fucked around on their security camera, for instance, making faces into the hidden camera, while my image danced off in the distance behind the counter on the security feed. And believe me, this mirthful encounter ended with me well fed on Little Caesar's mouth-watering Italian cheese bread. It would be easy for me to diss Little Caesar's, so instead, I would like to say thank you. Little Caesar's, if you are listening to this podcast, thank you. I get it. We're all doing the best we can. I know it's a big chain, and I should refrain from throwing love to a probably evil company with their evil pizza devices. And don't worry, I enjoy Demo's pizza and their fancy macaroni cheese pizza slices. Shout out to that. But as I move away, I must say that a part of me is there with Little Caesars, and I must pause while it comes back to me. But before I do that, I must also say that I've never been sad enough to order their chicken wings, which frankly do look fucking disgusting. Thank you.
Mike Migdahl, oh man. So I used to work at a Kmart, and Little Caesars was in the Kmart, and oh, woof. That was a time. It was about 4 years for me too. We have that in common. We're like Eskimo brothers, but with pizza. Right on.